愿大家平安。
May peace to be with all of you.
今天下午跟大家一起来学习，在基督耶稣里合一。
So today the topic that we're going to study is to be one in Christ Jesus.
如果我们读《使徒行传》
，So if we study the book of Acts,
我们可以看到使徒教会有很多的神迹。
And we can see the church during that time had a lot of miracles and signs.
神迹就是人做不到，但是神做出来的。
And basically, the definition of miracle is something that man cannot achieve but can be done by God.
包括使人复活、瞎眼看见、瘸腿走路。
And those included that to resurrect the dead and also make the cripple walk.
这个都是在主耶稣的尊名之下所产生极大的作为。
And those things are done in the name of Jesus.
但是在使徒行传还有一个神迹。
However, in Book of Acts, there's another miracle.
就是在《使徒行传》的开始提到3000个人受洗
，and which is mentioned in the beginning or chapter one of Book of Acts, there are 3000 baptized.
特别说这个3000个人都同心合意的
，and in the description it mentioned that those 3000 people work in one accord.
如果我们仔细看，这3000个人是从天下回来的犹太人。
And those 3,000 people actually came from all different parts of the land from during that time.
那有在外国生、在外国教育的犹太人。
And there are some Jews, they were raised in the foreign land.
他只会讲希腊话。
And some of them only know how to speak Greek.
是在不同的文化长大的。
So they were raised in the different cultures.
也有在犹太地土生土长大的犹太人
，and of course there are some native Jews.
所以在这个各种不同的文化背景长大的人，竟然有办法能够3000个人同心合意。
So it was very amazing for those 3,000 people coming from all different backgrounds, and they can work in one accord.
这是神的作为。
So that's the work of God.
这是神迹。
And that is a miracle.
所以我们可以看到《使徒行传》圣公。不断的发展里面有一个很重要的因素，就是不只是圣灵的能力，还包括他们是同心合意的。
So the one critical element for holy work to be prosperous, is not only those miracles, but instead is because they can work in one accord.
今天如果我们看这个 NCC 的这个 package 里面，看到我们真耶稣教会在美国人数的统计。
So if you can take a look of our NCC meeting package, you can see the total numbers of our members in the United States.
大概是3300个人。
So there are about 3,200 people.
如果3300个人能够同心合意，那这也是神迹。
So if those 3,200 members can work in one accord, then that is a miracle as well.
但这不是不可能的。
However, that's not something cannot be done.
因为2000年前历史发生过，这是可能的。
Because it happened in the history before.
我们接受相同的福音。
And we all receive the same gospel.
我们相信相同的基督。
And we believe the same Christ.
拜相同的神。
And we worship the same God.
所以在主里面合一是绝对可能的。
So that's definitely possible that we can be one in God.
也只有真的主里合一，我们神的名才能够在我们当中发展。
Only that we can be one in the Lord, then God's work can proceed furthermore.
我们常常发现很多的教会在寻找过程当中常常遇到很多的困难。
And we see a lot of people on the way of finding a right church, they encounter a lot of difficulties.
有人形容说好像在走旷野。
And some people mention that it's just like walking in the wilderness.
那什么时候可以进到迦南呢
？So when is the time that they can actually enter into Canaan?
忽然他们发现，等到他们能够同心合意，就进入迦南了。
And it's actually it happens actually when they can work in one accord.
就进入迦南了。
And then they can enter this land of Canaan.
所以我们在寻找会堂过程当中最大的困难不是会堂在哪里。
So sometimes when we are trying to find which one is the appropriate chapel for us, the chapel itself is not the difficulty.
也不是经济上够不够。
Or our difficulty shouldn't be if we have enough financial ability.
第一个困难是什么是神的旨意。
And the first problem that we encounter is what's the will of God.
如果我们能够很确定这是神的旨意。
So if we truly understand and identify what's the will of God.
然后第二个能够同心合意。
And secondly, we need to work in one accord.
我们就发现，哎，会堂就出来了。
So if we can achieve those two points, then it's very easy to find a chapel for us.
今年我们Sacramento 现堂。
And this year, the Sacramento Church just dedicated.
让我们听到他们在寻找会堂的过程。
And then we heard about how they are trying to search for their own chapel.
在这个过程当中，曾经找过很多的建筑。
And during this process of finding a building for them,
很多都觉得好像很适合。
And in that process, they felt like they had found a lot of buildings that fit into their needs.
但是都没有成就。
However, eventually those did not happen.
但是到最后，他们找到这个会堂是所有找过最好的。
However, at the end, the final one they found is actually the best one among those they have been searched before.
就是当大家能够同心合意、恒切祷告的时候，发现原来找一个会堂不是这么困难。
So if everybody can pray in one heart and in one accord, it's actually quite easy to find their chapel.
所以有时候我们常常把焦点放在外面的困难。
So a lot of time we put our focus upon those difficulties on the surface.
其实最大的困难是内在的合一。
However, the most difficult part is the unity in Christ.
合一的我们就看到神在带领祝福我们做的工作。
So once we can be one, then we can definitely see God's guidance.
那这个三千个人合一，这怎么能够成就呢？
So how can we make that happen? How did they make that happen for those 3,000 people to be one?
今天我们美国教会开始有不同种族的人。
And in United States, our churches start to have people from different nations.
单单我们看 NCC 所组成的分子
，And,
跟八零年代就不太一样。
So we can see the current NCC members is a little different from the NCC members in the 80s.
我们现在很多人是在这一边生、这边长大的。
And some of us are born here and raised up here.
是在这边受教育的。
And they receive the education right here.
有很多人也有的是从外国搬过来的。
And some of you actually move from the other nation.
有的是搬来这边受教育的。
And some people came here for the reason of receiving education.
我们组成有不同的种族，包括不同的文化。
And then, our members are composed of people from different cultures or from different areas.
所以我们要让这个神迹发生，就是能够合一。
And if we can be one, then that is a miracle.
那要怎么做？
So how can we achieve that?
我们看加拉太书。
Let's turn to Galatians.
加拉太书的第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
第三章。
Galatians chapter 3.
二十七节。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 27.
二十八节。
And verse 28.
你们受洗归入基督，都是披戴基督。二十八节。
Verse 28.
并不分犹太人、希腊人、自主的、为奴的、或男或女。因为你们在基督耶稣里都成了一。
Verse 27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
这里说我们受洗就是归入基督。
And here you mentioned that, when we were baptized, we were baptized into Christ.
英文说 into, 就是受洗，就进到基督里面。
So we enter into Christ.
也就是进到基督的身体里面。
So we become part of a body of Christ.
那基督的身体只有一个。
And we know the body of Christ only have one.
因为教会只有一个。
Because there's only one church.
所以二十八节说。
And therefore, that's mentioned in verse 28.
不分犹太人跟希腊人。
So there's neither Jews nor Greek.
这个就不分种族，种族包括文化。
So there's no nationalities, though also include cultures.
所以在基督的教会里面，就不分文化跟种族。
So in the Church of Christ, there's no separation between different cultures.
然后不分自主为奴的。
And there is neither slave nor free.
也就是不分社会的阶级。
So that means there is no separation between different social status.
但我们现在社会好像是没有阶级。
And it seems like nowadays our society does not have a difference of statuses.
但是也有老板雇员这个不同的差别。
However, we still have a relationship of the employer and employees.
社会地位,
and there are different social status as well.
或者不分男跟女,
and in verse 28, there is neither male nor female.
在基督里,
and for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
所以在名分上, 我们是属同一个教会,
So according to our status, we are one and we belong to the same church.
但是在实际上要真的进到合一, 这需要有一段的努力。
However, in order to achieve and reach that level, that requires some labors and efforts.
那到底要真正合一的, 方法是什么?
So what are the methods to be one?
我们来看约翰福音的17章。
So let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音17章记载主耶稣分离的祷告。
And here recorded the prayer of Jesus before they separated.
主耶稣分离的祷告，他很注重他的荣耀。
And in his prayer, he put an emphasis of God's glory.
他在地上已经荣耀了神。
And he mentioned that he had glorified God on earth.
那因为他荣耀神，所以 他希望在天国能够从神得到荣耀。
Because he had glorified God on earth, so he wished to receive the glory when he ascended.
所以地上的荣耀跟天上的荣耀是相关的。
So the glory on earth and the glory on heaven, they are related.
如果我们地上能够荣耀神, 在天上就有神给我们的荣耀。
So if we can glorify God's name on earth, then we will receive God's glory when we go to heaven.
所以今生跟来世是连在一起的。
So this life and next life are closely related.
如果我们今生活着以荣耀神为目标, 在来世我们就有永远不会朽坏的荣耀。
So if the goal of this life is to glorify God, and then our next life, or in heaven, we will receive God's glory.
那接下去主耶稣就提他的祷告提到两点。
And in his prayer, he recorded 2 points.
其中一点就是成圣。
One is to be sanctified.
活在这个世界上要成圣。
So we need to sanctify and separate ourselves to be holy in this world.
成圣才能荣耀神。
And only to be holy, then we can glorify God's name.
因为犯了罪就亏缺神的荣耀。
Because once we committed sin, we actually fall short of God's glory.
那第二个就是合一。
And secondly, is to be one.
合一才能荣耀神。
Once we are one, then we can glorify God's name.
我们现在看17章, 约翰福音17章。
So let's turn to John chapter 17.
23节。
Verse 23.
约翰福音17章23节。
John chapter 17, verse 23.
我在他们里面, 你在我里面, 使他们完完全全合而为一, 叫世人知道你差我来, 我也知道你, 爱他们如同爱我一样。
Verse 23, I in them and you in me, that they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me.
主耶稣说, 你在我里面, 天父在主耶稣里面。
And here mentioned that I in them and you in me.
说他跟父是合一的。
So he mentioned that Jesus and God are one.
所以他说你看到我就是看到神, 你认识我就认识神。
So if you know me, or if you see me, you see God. If you know me, you know God.
然后他说, 我在他们里面。
And then later on he said, you in me.
主耶稣在门徒的里面。
And he mentioned that he is in disciples.
然后使他们完完全全的合一。
And that they may be made perfect in one.
所以这里可以我们可以看得出来，完完全全的合一，那个最重要的关键，就是主耶稣活在我们里面。
So based on this statement, we know the critical element to make perfect in one is that Jesus lived in them.
所以合一是主活在我们当中一个很自然的结果。
So to be made perfect in one is the end result. To show that Jesus is dwelling within us.
那倒过来说, 如果我们教会没有办法合一, 就是主的生命还没有完全在我们里面成长。
So in other words, if we cannot achieve this point that we cannot be one, which means God is not exist or live in us.
如果主耶稣完完全在我们里面, 我们就完完全的合一。
Because if God is in us totally, then we will be made perfect.
但是如果我们再深入一点, 那什么叫做主耶稣在我们里面?
So if we ponder upon this point furthermore, then we can think about what does it mean to What does it mean that God is in us?
愿意书里面讲住在主里面，他提到三件事情。
And in the book of John,
愿意书。
Oh, excuse me. In First John, he mentioned three points about God is within us.
或者神住在我们里面。
Or God dwells in us.
第一件就是真理。
First thing is the truth.
我们要完完全全的合一，第一个就是在真理上要合一。
So in order to be one, first we need to be united in truth.
为什么今天我们造真耶稣教会？
And what is the reason for us to come to True Jesus Church?
我们常常对信徒说，如果你跟其他教会的信徒谈道理，有一节圣经没有提到，你没有抓到最重要一个关键。
And sometimes we mention that if you talk about or discuss the teachings or gospel with other people, if you other denomination, if you do not mention this, then you miss the most critical element.
这一节就是约翰三章五节。
Which is recorded in John chapter 3 verse 5.
我们到非洲去传福音。
So when we preach in Africa,
好像肯亚、加纳，差不多等于基督教的国家。
In Kenya and Ghana, those nations, they actually are Christian countries.
那到底我们传什么？
So what are we preaching right there?
最重要就是约翰三章五节。
And the most important message that we preach right there is recorded in John chapter 3 verse 5.
就是赦罪的洗礼。
Which is the baptism for the redemption of sin.
还有得圣灵的重生。
And to receive this revival of Holy Spirit.
那今天我们会在这个地方，也就是我们对我们真耶稣教会的信仰，这个共信之道能够接受，所以我们在这里。
And the reason that we are still here or are here today is because we believe in those important doctrines.
共信之道 ，common faith.
Or common faith.
所以我们才会在同一个教会里面。
So that's why we can stay in the same church.
那独一真教会，这是从共信之道里面所自然的一个结论。
And to be one is actually a natural
one true church.
Or one true church is a natural development of those one common belief.
如果我们接受我们的共信之道。
So if we receive and believe in these common beliefs,
你到最后独一真教的结论就出来。
And then we will reach the same conclusion.
所以今天我们在美国各地的真教会。
So today in all different churches of the United States.
我们对这个共信之道需要有相同的看法。
So we need to have the same views towards those common beliefs.
对独一的真教会有相同的结论。
And have the same conclusion about this one true church.
那我们整个教会的合一才有共同的基础。
Then we will have this strong foundation of this one true church.
主耶稣曾经说，法利赛人的笑，其中有一个叫做错误的教训。
And once Jesus mentioned the ease of those Pharisees and scribes, and one of them are the wrong teachings.
所以如果我们对共信之道看法不一样，教会的合一就会有问题。
So if we have different views about those common beliefs, then it will be a problem for our unity.
那如果对独一真教会我们没有这个信心。
And if we do not have the faith for the true church.
那有时候我们发现我们教会里面合一就会有问题。
Then we will experience that we will experience some problems about being united.
我记得以前圣何西教会有一段时间有一些信徒好像对我们教会不能够完全认同。
And back then, I can recall that for St. Jose Church, there are some members, they had some doubts about our doctrines or common beliefs.
因为隔壁就是一个教会。
Because right next to them, there's another church.
那左前方又是一个教会。左前方又是另外一个教会。
And then from across the street to their left, there's another church from the other denomination.
所以有的慕道者是到那个教会，到那个教会，又跑到我们教会来。
So some truth seekers, they actually visit church from churches.
所以有一些信徒好像对这个教会的独一性没有办法确定。
Because they wander around churches, so that's why they had this doubt, or they cannot accept those common beliefs.
那后来教会就立一个目标。
So later on, St. Jose Church set a goal for themselves.
用十次的聚会来查考十大信条。
So they will utilize 10 service time to study about the 10 common beliefs.
点会的人先讲30分钟。
So they will have the sermon speaker talk about those beliefs for 30 minutes.
然后有一些问题就分组讨论30分钟。
So they will separate into different groups for discussion.
那这个十大信条这样全部都讨论一次以后,
so after they discuss about those 10 basic beliefs thoroughly,
我们就感觉到以前这个信仰有一点摇摆的信徒现在好像比较稳定。
And we can feel like it seems like they have a shaky foundation about those beliefs, then now they are more stable.
所以我们有一些教会对这个十大信条，独一真教会有问题，需要设定一个目标，然后很实际的去教导他们。
So for churches who have doubts or questions about our common belief, they should set a goal for themselves and study those 10 basic beliefs thoroughly.
使我们信仰的基础会一致。
So we will have the same foundation.
保罗开始传道的时候，三次宣道旅程传得很快。
And during Paul's three missionary trip, it was pretty smooth.
但是保罗到后期的传道就变成卫道。
However, later on in his ministry work is more pastoring.
卫道, defense.
Or is actually more for the purpose of defending the truth.
所以我们今天呢，我们对我们教会的信徒需要有这一种教导，让他们懂得知道来卫道我们所信的道理。
So today, churches should train their members and educate them so they know how to defend their own faith.
因为我们所面对这个是一个基督教的环境。
Because we are among the environment of those different Christians.
在基督教里面推行这个普世运动，就是教会合一。
So in this kind of environment, we try to promote being united.
Ecumenical movement. 普世运动。 就是教会合一啊,
or is to promote.
所以在这个的大环境之下，我们如果一些信徒跟外教会接触久了，就很难再相信独一的真教会。
And because we are currently under this tight environment, so if our true seeker come in contact with the world outside, they might become shaky.
第二个就是大家的教育水准越来越高。
And the secondly is the educational level is getting higher and higher.
在学术界里面没有绝对的。
And in this academic world, there's no absolute level.
所以一个人就在这个教育环境的背景之下，要来相信独一的真教会，这是有困难。
So under this tighter environment, it might be a little bit hard to know God's doctrine.
因此我们需要圣灵的启示，让我们对这个能够更深入的了解。
That's why we require the revelation of the Holy Spirit so we may further understand God's truth.
因此在教会的这个基础之下，我们能够站立得稳。
Therefore, with this foundation of church, we may stand firm.
第二个,
and secondly,
我们要在基督里合一，就是在基督的爱里面合一。
And to be one in Christ, which is to be one in God's love.
我们常常发现我们每一个人都不一样。
And a lot of times we realize that everybody is different.
种族不一样，文化不一样，想法不一样。
Sometimes it might be different races, nationalities, different thoughts, or even different cultures.
所以不一样，有时候我们就会分别。
So sometimes we separate ourselves because of those differences.
所以有时候我们在一个大的教会里面，你可以发现。
So when you went into a big church, you will realize.
如果你不知道的话，你中午到那里聚会坐错了桌，别人就会一直看你，你怎么坐到这一桌来？
So if you sit on the wrong table, then you might feel like, how come everybody is looking at me?
因为你坐错了桌了。
Because they sit at the wrong area, at the wrong table too.
因为有的桌它是共同的嗜好，坐在那里。
Because sometimes people are sitting together based on the same habit, for instance, golf.
那有的桌是共同的语言坐在那里。
And some people sit together based on their language.
讲他的家乡话。
So they use their hometown.
有的桌是共同的职业坐在那里。
And some people sit together because of their occupations.
所以有的教会你会发现一个大教会里面有很多小圈圈打不破。
So once you go into a big church, you might realize there are a lot of different groups, and then it's very hard to get into and become one of them.
所以来到教会就是找能够谈得很投机的人在一起。
So the reason for them to go to church is to find someone they can talk with.
那这个爱里面的合一就是我们能够去接纳 主耶稣所接纳的人。
However, to be one in love is, which means is to accept those people who are different from you.
可能他的嗜好跟我们不一样。
Perhaps they might have a different hobby than us.
他的职业跟我们不一样。
They may have different occupation.
他的言语跟我们不一样。
They might have different language.
他的文化跟我们不一样。
They might have different culture.
但是主能够接纳他，我们就能够接纳。
However, if God or the Lord can accept them, then we can as well.
所以我们常常在想，将来我们教会扩张的时候，有各种不同种族的人来。
So a lot of time I'm thinking, once we expand in the future, then eventually we'll see that happen.
各种不同种族。
And we'll see different people with different nationalities.
那这个要怎么去解决？
So how can we resolve that issue?
如果我们回到圣经来看，
So if we come back to Bible,
唯一解决的方法就是在基督里面创造新的文化。
And the only way to resolve that is to create a new culture, according to Bible teaching.
因为每一个社团久了都有它的文化。
Because for every group, they will have their own culture.
那我们这一群主所拣选的人，要以圣经的教训来设立我们新的文化。
So for those chosen people by God, we should set up a new culture for our own self.
那这个文化的特点就是我们能够接纳主耶稣所接纳的人。
And the special characteristic about this new culture is that we can accept those things that Jesus accepted before.
因此这就要被神的爱所充满。
So in order to achieve that, we need to first be filled with the love of God.
就是被人超越人世间的爱，被神的爱充满，才有办法融合各种不同的文化，成为一个文化。
So we should first surpass all the culture in this world and be filled by the love of God. Then we may create one that canaccommodate with all different nationalities.
所以在教会里面最重要是强调基督所创造爱的文化。
So in church, we should emphasize this new culture which is created by God's love.
能够接纳各种不同的人。
And we can accept people from different nationalities.
这样的话，我们教会的合一就会一直朝往使徒时代的方向前进。
And then we can become one just as those apostolical church.
我们才能够在教会里面打破很多的小圈圈，真的能够成为一个身体。
Then we can break those tiny groups and then united and become one.
当你做错桌的时候，你也不必要说对不起。
So when you accidentally sat on a round table, you don't need to apologize.
他也会说你很欢迎坐在这里。
And those people will welcome you if you sat at a round table.
那你会发现来到这个教会里面，你很自由。
And you feel like when you come here, you experience great freedom.
因为爱里面没有害怕。
Because in love, there's no fear.
害怕含有刑罚。
And a lot of time you fear because of punishment.
害怕就是在爱里面没有完全。
And if you are fear, that means you are not perfect in God's love.
所以我们教会如果在基督的爱里面，我们来的就没有害怕。
So if church is in God's love, then when we come here, we should not feel feared.
如果我们来到教会有害怕，就还没有完全。
So if we fear when we come to church, that means this church is not completed yet.
这是我们第二个合一，就是要强调基督的爱里合一。
So secondly, we would like to put an emphasis in this.To be one in God's love.
能够互相的包容。
And we can accept one another.
第三个就是在圣灵里面合一。
And thirdly is to be one in the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵感动我们有合而为一的心。
Because the Holy Spirit moves us, so we had this heart willing to be one.
我们看使徒行传15章里面记载，当他们开始在讨论真理问题的时候，
So in Acts chapter 15, when they come to discuss the truth,
我们看《使徒行传》十五章
Acts chapter 15,
十五章第一节
Chapter 15, verse 1,
有几个人从犹太来教训弟兄说，你们若不按摩西的规条受割礼，就不能得救。
Verse 1, and certain men came down from Judea and taughtthe brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved.
所以他把旧约的规条在新约里面当作得救的要件。
So the person took the requirement in Mosaic law and considered that as one of the requirements to be saved.
这个如果没有解决，教会可能会分裂。
So if they do not resolve these issues, that might cause a separation of church.
所以他们在开始的时候是从不同开始。
So this event starts with this difference.
大家有不同的看法。
So people have different views.
但是在讨论的过程里面，
Are we doing the process of discussion? And they utilize the scripture basis. And along with the proof and God's guidance. At the end, in verse 28,
说圣灵跟我们定义，不将重担放在你们身上。
And here it mentioned that for it seems good to the Holy Spirit and to us.
所以这个问题就解决了。
So they resolved this issue.
因为圣灵感动每一个人，圣灵带领之下，大家对真理有一致的看法。
Because under the Holy Spirit's movement and guidance, and then eventually everybody come to a consent.
所以从十六章开始，我们就发现这个决定以后，教会圣工就发展。
So starting from chapter 16, once this issue was resolved, holy works start to become prosperous.
我们今天有很多的事情可能看法会不一样。
And today in church, we might have different view on certain items.
但第一点，我们现在确定什么是圣经的原则。
So first thing that we need to do is to verify what is the principle of the Bible.
但是有一些圣经的原则，你还是没有办法解决这个问题。
However, sometimes by only identifying the principle of the Bible, still cannot resolve the issue.
第二个，要圣灵的感动。
And secondly, we require the movement of the Holy Spirit.
我记得80年代、90年代看 NCC 很长。
And I remember in 80s and 90s, soap opera actually sing quite long.
NCC.
Okay, sorry, excuse me. NCC meeting.
Kind of 很长
Actually, they took a long time to finish meeting.
从感恩节第礼拜四一直开到礼拜天
Starting from Thursday and until Sunday.
有时候开到晚上都没睡觉，很晚才睡。
And sometimes the meeting can go on pretty long and no one had to stay over.
但我们仔细看，我们现在 NCC 礼拜六开始。
But nowadays, our meetings start from Saturday.
礼拜天就差不多中午大概都结束了，接下来就讨论一些共同，一些主题。
And it's usually concluded on Sunday.
其中有一个原因。
And there's one important reason.
就是我们80年代、90年代发现讨论这么长啊，就是祷告太短。
And back then, we had a such long meeting in the 80s and 90s because we have a short prayer.
有时候因为觉得议案很多，祷告省下来。
Because sometimes we thought that there are so many issues that we need to go over. That's why let's save some time for those issues instead of prayers.
有一次在 NCC 讨论一个问题，讨论已经快一个钟头没有结论。
And there's one time we discussed certain matter for almost an hour, and we still cannot reach a conclusion.
那有一个年轻的青年参加，他说，为什么我们不祷告呢
？And one of the young member, or participant, he actually suggests that why don't we just pray?
所以后来就接下去就祷告会了。
So after that, after brother made a suggestion, we turned the session into a prayer session.
那祷告会完之后，差不多五六分钟就结束了，就解决了。
So after we had this about 30 minutes of prayer.And the issue was quickly resolved in 5 minutes.
所以3000个人要成为同心，这是绝对可能的。
So it's truly possible to turn those 3000 into one.
如果神的灵在我们当中每一个人运行。
So if God's Holy Spirit move among us.
我们要同心合意是可能的。
And it's very possible that we can work in one accord.
因此使徒行传里面我们看到当他们教会发生问题怎么解决。
So back then, we should learn from those church and see how they resolve issues.
在使徒行传第六章
And in Acts chapter 6,
第六章里面记载教会有人发怨言。
And that records there are some complaints exist in church.
主要就是一些供给的事上忽略的寡妇。
And it mentioned that they actually neglect those minor groups, such as widows.
那使徒就叫门徒来第二节
So in verse 2 those 12 disciples apostles sermon multitudes
要怎么来解决这个问题
So they try to discuss and find out a solution for this
结果到最后他们发现拣选七个人来做这个工作
So at the end they seek out seven men for this task
结果这个问题就解决圣工就发展了
So once they resolve these issuesAgain, the holy works become prosperous.
那这个七个人有三个条件。
However, there are three requirements to select those seven people.
第一个是好名声。
First is to must have a good reputation.
第二个圣灵充满。
Secondly is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三个是智慧充足。
And thirdly is to have wisdom.
也就是他们在拣选这些工人的属灵条件是确定的。
So those are the three requirements or conditions set during that time.
我们常常发现一个教会没有办法合一，常常是那个核心有问题。
A lot of time we realize why church has a lot of division. A lot of time the source or the root coming from its core.
这个核心就是教会的职务会。
And the core refers to the church council.
职务会如果没有办法合一，信徒就会分裂。
So if church council cannot be united, then there will be divisions.
那职务会如果能够合一，信徒虽然有不同的意见，但是到最后会合一的。
So if church council can be one, and eventually the church can be united.
所以这个教会不能合一，有时候是反映它的职务会本身有问题。
So sometimes when church has divisions, that reflects the problem that stay within the church council.
那这个职务会本身的成员呢、啊，如果能够照使徒行传六章三节来拣选。
So if we can select the church council members according to those three requirements,
那我们的教会就会迈向合一的路线。
Then our church will went towards that direction to become one.
如果我们这个职务会的成员这个属灵的素质没有提高
，However, if we do not elevate their spiritual quality,
那可能在这个带领之下，一年、两年、三年、五年，你就发现教会貌合神离，就发生很大的问题。
So, if that happens after several years, we can see the decline of the church.
所以这里才说要好名声，圣灵充满，智慧充足。
So that's why there's emphasis right here. They must have good reputation and full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom.
因为圣灵充满，人就会智慧充足。
Because once they are full with the Holy Spirit, then they will have full of wisdom.
那智慧充足就能够让我们每一个人看到主耶稣所看到的。
So once they have this abundant wisdom, they will allow others to see what God sees.
这是关键。
So that is the most critical point.
我每一个人看到都不一样。
Because we know that we all see different things.
但是当我们智慧充足，像四活物一样，我们看到的就是主耶稣看到的。
However, if we are full of wisdom, just like those four living creatures, then we will see what Jesus sees.
那就合一的。
Then we will become one.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第二章。
1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第十三节。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 13.
十四节开始。
Excuse me, starting from verse 14.
第二章十四节。然后属血气的人不能够领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵人才能够认识渗透。
Verse 14, but a natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to them, to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned.
这里提到有两种人，一叫做属血气的。
And here mentioned that there are two groups of people, one belong to the flesh.
英文叫 natural man, 你妈妈生出来这个就是带有血气一个人。
And in English context, is translated as a natural man.
这样的人不能够领会属灵的事。
So for those type of people, they cannot understand or receive the thing from the spirit.
那属灵的人才能够看透。
Those things can be seen thoroughly with people with the spiritual being.
所以当一个人的灵性从属血气一直进到属灵，忽然间我们发现我们对事情的看法就越来越一致。
So if someone's spirituality elevated from a natural man to a spiritual man, then we can see they see things much more clearly.
但是如果这个属血气的没有改变，
However, if those natural man does not change,
他看到的还是他看到，
and he will still see the same thing he first saw.
那你就发现这个两个看到的不一样，这个鸿沟没有办法消除。
So based on that case, we can see two groups of people seeing two different things, then there will be no unity.
有的是借着沟通可以解决。
And some issue might be resolved if they have a conversation or communications.
但是有时候沟通到最后是里面最重要的观念不一样，这个没有办法借沟通解决。
However, sometimes when they are communicating, they still have one important concept cannot reach to a consent.
这只有灵性成长才能解决。
So those kind of issues can only be resolved once both of them are elevated into a same spiritual level.
所以教会的问题不单是沟通的问题。
So the matters or the problems of church it's not only a problem of communication.
啊，沟通很重要。
Even though communication is very important.
到最后是灵性问题。
However, at the end, is the problem of the spirituality.
灵性成长再加上良好的沟通，大家就合一了。
So once they have a good spiritual growth, along with a good communication, all matters can be resolved.
所以是十五节。
So at the end, verse 15.
属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有人能够看透他。
And verse 15, but he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one.
看透万事就是从表象里面看到真相。
So, to be able to spiritual judges all things, which means they can start from surface and see through to the essence.
但是为什么没有人能够看到他？
However, why is the reason no one can rightfully judge him?
只有解说，但是我们是有基督的心的。
And verse 16 mentioned that for who has known the mind of the Lord?
因为属灵的人，他就是基督的心在他里面。
Because for a spiritual man has God's heart,
就是基督住在他里面。
Which means God dwells within that person.
所以我们整个美国教会要发展，需要合一。
So in order for the churches of the United States to become more prosperous, we need to become one.
要同心合一。
And we need to work in one accord.
第一个。
Number one,
对真理、对真教会的认识要合一。
We need to have the same understanding and become one in God's truth.
第二个
，Number two,
需要用主的爱来接纳、来包容。
Number two, with God's love, that we need to accept one another.
第三个，需要圣灵的带领，圣灵赐给我们属灵的智慧。
Number three, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit will give us a wisdom and let us know what to do next.
那这个神迹一定会发生。
And then with those three points together, we know miracles will definitely happen.
因为末世真教会的荣耀要超过使徒教会。
Because we know the glory of this current of the end time will surpass the previous one.
这一天一定会来到。
And we know this day will definitely come.
但是我们需要在灵性上不断的成长。
However, first we need to grow spiritually and continually.
唱诗。
Blessing him.
359首。
Sing him 359.
我们最后要来祷告。
And at the end, we would like to kneel down and pray together.
今天下午还有报告，接下去要讨论。
And next, we will have reports and prayer session.
求主耶稣带领我们。
May God continue to guide us.
让这个会议开完，真的能够带给美国教会的合一。
And we hope that once the meeting is concluded, that can truly bring forth the benefits to all the churches in the United States.
有时候我们对青年的婚姻辅导，我们常常提到说，婚姻好像一个三角形。
And a lot of time we mentioned this to the marriage council saying that, or to youth, saying that the marriage is just like a triangle.
主耶稣就在上面那个角。
And God is on the top of the triangle.
太太跟先生就是在下面这两个角。
And husband and wife actually take part on the bottom of the triangle.
所以太太跟先生怎么能够同心？
So how can a husband and wife become one?
就是当他们越来越靠近神的时候。
It's actually happened at a moment when they draw very close to God.
忽然间，发现太太跟先生的关系就越来越好。
And they will eventually realize that their relationship is getting better and better.
这个叫做圣经的辅导。
And that is called the counsel from the Bible.
那我们整个教会也是这样。
And it's very similar, just like that case for church development.
我们都好像在三角形这个下面这个两个角。
And we are just like at the one end of each side of the triangle.
我们要怎么合一？
So how can we become one?
当我们离神越来越近的时候。
It's same thing at the moment that we draw very close to God.
我们靠近神那一点越来越近的时候，我们就越来彼此就越来越靠近。
So when we draw closer and closer to that point of God.Then we become very close.
这个叫做在基督里的合一。
So that is mean to become one in Christ Jesus.
所以我们在带领教会，不是让人来认识我，因为我所以教会合一。
And when we go out and bring people to church, it's not because of me that church become united.
我们是要每一个信徒带到神的面前。
We should have the members brought their friend and truth seekers to the presence of God.
当每一个人我们都把他带到神的面前，他就合一了。那我没有关系。
So when we bring everyone to the presence of God, then they become one. Then it's okay for myself.
这是我们做圣工一个原则。
So that is a very important principle of doing holy works.
所以施洗约翰说, 我是旷野的声音。
And John the Baptist said that I'm the voice coming from the wilderness.
声音传达一个意念。
And we know voice actually carry with a meaning.
但是你看不见的摸不到。
However, it's something that you cannot touch or see.
你得到那个意念, 但是你看不到那个东西。
Once you get the message or get the word behind it, but you cannot see the actual form of that voice.
所以我们在地方教会整个带领工作要把人带到神的面前。
So, the mission or the goal of our church is to bring people to the presence of God.
当我们不在的时候, 他们会因为神而合一。
So even though we may not be with them always, but because of God, they can still become one.
那我们带领的方向就正确了。
Then that serves as a correct direction for our work.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Now we'd like to kneel down and pray together.
求主耶稣带领祝福我们的NCC。
May God continue to guide our NCC meeting.
一起来祈祷。
Let's all kneel down and pray.